know, parents who come to us to have their children baptized are required to take our baptismal preparation course. And we currently use an online baptism sacrament program from form.org. And the program covers the scriptural support from baptism, for baptism from Genesis to Jesus being baptized in the River Jordan. It also takes them through the various parts of the rite of baptism and explains the various symbols that are used in the rite. But then we talk about what happens the day after the child is baptized. And what does raising a child to be a baptized Christian look like? I tell them that it's kind of like the day after their wedding day. The wedding ceremony and party is over. Now you have to live it. So we talk about how it is the parents' responsibility to train their children in the practice of the faith, to learn God's commandments, and what it means to love one another. And since children learn mostly from their example, they need to model it. And to do that effectively, they themselves need to grow in knowledge, faith, and love. They need to create an environment that is conducive for the faith to grow by having and building a strong marriage and family life. You know, we use the analogy that the seed of faith is planted at baptism, and their home is the good soil for the seed to grow. But it's up to the parents to feed and water that seed of faith, so that it is allowed by God to mature into the strong and beautiful plant that God always meant it to be. You know, in the first reading, St. Paul uses the same kind of analogy of one planting and one watering. Only God, though, can cause the growth of their faith. A sign that their faith was not yet mature was the jealousy and rivalry that they displayed by arguing among themselves about being either Paul's followers or Apollos. They were more concerned about the things of the flesh, like which messenger was a better teacher, rather than the things spiritual, like being focused on the good news of Jesus Christ. Even mature plants, such as our faith, need to be continuously fed and watered to continue to grow and remain healthy, lest it dries up and withers. And you do that through frequent reception of the sacraments, reading God's word, prayer, and practicing works of both mercy, both corporal and spiritual. And the works of mercy are charitable actions such as feeding the hungry, or visiting the sick, or forgiving offenses and praying for the living and the dead. Practicing them is an important way to help our faith continue to grow. But it's also a sign that the seed of faith that has actually taken hold and is bearing fruit. So as we continue with this Mass, let us ask God for the graces we need to grow in the faith and for the courage to proclaim the good news of God, of the kingdom of God, boldly through our words and actions.